Five Ways Bhakti Relates to Cause and Effect by Krishna's Mercy.
Prakritin Swamvashtabhya Visrijami Pun Pun Bhutagram Mimam Kritsnamvasha Prakritirvashat.
Quote, "The whole cosmic order is under me. By my will it is manifested again and again, and by my will it is annihilated at the end." Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.8.
As Lakshman explains in the Ramayana, whenever we see an effect, there must be a cause. The time in between is not certain. For instance, that tree in the front yard could have been planted decades ago. No one really remembers, either have they been keeping track.
Adrishta guna doshana madhruvana tu karmanam. Nantaren kriya tesha falmishta pravartate.
Quote, "Unseen and indefinite are the good and bad reactions of fruitive work. And without taking action, the desired fruits of such work cannot manifest." Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 66.17.
The initial cause of planting the seed leads to a recurring yield of apples. Right on schedule, like the changing of seasons, in the manner of delivery for the sinful person, and the horrible results they foolishly thought they could avoid.
Avasham labte jantua phalam papasya karmana. Ghoram paryakte kale drumaha pushpamivartvam.
Quote, "Just as a tree starts to blossom during the proper season, so the doer of sinful deeds inevitably reaps the horrible fruit of their actions at the appropriate time." Lord Rama speaking to Khara, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand, 29.8.
Without the cause, there is no effect. This simple truth opens up a lifetime's worth of research, analysis, contemplation, and appreciation. This simple truth is one way to understand the dedication of the yogis in bhakti. They are known to worship the Supreme Lord in His personal form. As Krishna, Narayana, Rama, Narasimha, or other non-different identifiable figures, there is more to the process than basic allegiance. There is intelligence at the foundation, with a justification that any reasonable person can understand. 1. We are accepting that there is a cause.
There must be a cause. This is the starting point. We already acknowledge the effects. The output is not in dispute. No person would deny that the universe exists. No person can look in the sky during the daytime and say that the sun is a figment of the imagination, a product of mythology, or lacking an influence. At the beginning of our devotional life, we accept that there is a cause. We understand that something had to happen in order for us to see everything around us. We take advantage of nature, but someone or something had to put nature there in the first place.
2. We are researching the cause.
After we accept the cause, we do some research. We try to trace the ancestry, in the way that we look into previous generations of the family. Just because something took place thousands of years ago doesn't mean it didn't happen.
3. We are studying the cause.
In conducting our research, we have been informed of the cause. Upon reaching the origin, who is actually without origin, entity, we want to know more. We want to study that cause further, since the whole of the universe is the resulting output of that amazing factor.
4. We are appreciating the cause.
The study really never ends. In addition to lacking a beginning, the original cause also has no end, ananta. This is one way to appreciate Him. We can appreciate forever and ever. We love to say different names that highlight His transcendental features. Hari, Vishnu, Keshav, Janardana, Govinda.
5. We are worshipping the cause.
We appreciate the cause beyond belief. A single prayer offered is not sufficient. Rather, we will continue to worship this cause, He is the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam.
Quote, everything has a cause, and that cause or seed of manifestation is Krishna. Without Krishna's energy, nothing can exist, therefore he is called omnipotent. Without his potency, neither the movable nor the unmovable can exist. Whatever existence is not founded on the energy of Krishna is called Maya, that which is not. Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 10.39 purport.
It is a little difficult to describe the mood of this worship. We are not necessarily asking for anything. If pressed on a particular item in return, we will ask for the continued opportunity to worship. This is what makes us feel happiest. We are coming to realize the true meaning to Dharma and how to live within Dharma.
In closing, from output to detect, the resulting effect. From the cause originating, an initial force instigating, bhakti researching to find, original cause in mind, appreciating and worshipping to, forever future into.